taking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week's inspiring lyrics. This passion can't be a dream. Oh, oh, ah, oh, ah, ah.
Play on, play on for the weekend. There's no chicken, he's banning Mondays. Memories of freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. There's no chicken, he's banning Mondays. Memories of freaking. And go on into next Sunday.
Hi, this is Spencer Nilsson, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
We'll be right back.
Listening to Radio Sega, this is the Manic Monday Show. I'm KC and I'm live. Hello! I'm live to brighten up your Monday because it's the worst day of the week for some people. Playing right now, we have Love Notes, a Giovanni B, Hattori B. So we have Giovanni B and Hattori B, both Bs featuring Hatsune Miku. Yeah. Love Notes, why? I'll explain in a minute. Before that, we had Spencer Nielsen, Batman Returns, the Mega CD version with Winter Wonderland. And the first track was For Family Slain by the Blast Processors. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show. This week, episode 4 of season 2 of the Manic Monday Show. And it's the last episode of the day. So, apart from celebrating some days that will be, you know, that people are celebrating this week, I think people are celebrating these days. Hopefully I'm not the only one in the world. I don't know. I don't care. But apart from that, we'll also be playing music, Sega music, that's kind of related to the month in question. So September is Honey Month, Piano Month, Happy Cat Month. So yeah, there's going to be stuff in the playlist that has something to do with honey and pianos and cats. But we started off this show by celebrating three different days. Today is Love Note Day, hence Love Notes from one of the Project Eva games, which was Hatsune Miku Project Eva Arcade. Yes. We're also celebrating Batman Day, which is also today, the 26th, so we played a track from Batman Returns, the Mega CD version. And the first track was For Family Slain, because today is also Family Day, so we're also all celebrating these amazing days, not really. So it's Family Batman Love Note Day, if you will, I think. It's like a mashup of everything. II1980 says, I thought something about Batman. Yes, indeed. Yes, so it's Family Batman Love Note Day. Love Note Day, Batman Day, Family Day. Everything, all together, today, the 26th. The 27th will be Ancestry Appreciation Day, so tomorrow. And to celebrate that, we have a very special People's Choice poll for you to vote in. So go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice and pick three out of the six possible tracks from ancient games, ancestors, classic games. And the tracks we have in this poll are all remixes of tracks from those ancient games. We have Alex Kidd in Miracle World, Turbo Outrun, the C64 version, Power Drift, the C64 version, Super Hang-On, Afterburner, the C64 version as well, and Fantasy Zone. Everything for your voting pleasure. Pick three, and the most voted will be played later on during the show on the Manic Monday Show. That being said, it's time to say hello to people who are in Discord. Jamie asks, are we going to see Nyan Cat, KC? Not likely, because I don't really have Nyan Cat here, and even if I did, I'm not sure if I would play it. I have the Hatsune Miku version. I do have that. I don't know, maybe. Well, since you ask, why not? I can do the, let's pause this, and do the Discord rundown with this. Let's say hello to Asper K, Rexy, Skyblaze, II1980, Barak, Bogardo7, Brittotron, CaveQuest, Cyclone X, Darkwind, Drake, Fancy Tunes, Fentoler, is it perhaps Fostergraph, Fudge, Illis, Jared, J. Kimmy64326, JH Sounds, Jinjo's, Carrie, Cartoon 1989, Kimplick, Slang, Lime, Lucas, Mikael24RD, Micah, Myron S, Nexter, Fire One, Nova Wolfen, Open Science, Special Plushy 64, Rob Kitty, Rudy Tabuti, Samantha Bidon, Sarah Rose 96, This Music Is Really, Really Getting On My Nerves, Sarah Royale, Shippadani, Silver Sonic, Sony, Sonic Speed News, Supersonic 11231, The Nick Flair, The Sega Scourge, Dragon Twini, Veritex, and Viper. Hello and welcome to the show. Please stop. Make it stop. Make it stop. Yes, anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Manic Monday show. Don't forget to join us, radiose.ga/discord, if you're not here already, because this is where the magic happens. We have tons of show, tons of games, actually. Not tons, but two, you know. We have other stuff happening. The usual discussion is happening on Discord, so please join us there. But if you don't want that, join us on Twitter, at Radio Sega, use the hashtag RSManicMonday. I did something that I haven't done in a while now. I asked the question, because the 28th will be Ask a Stupid Question Day. And so my question for you guys is, what's the stupidest question you were asked or asked yourself? Let us know, at Radio Sega on Twitter, or just share them in Discord for our enjoyment. For example, at Shenmue News says, when I was a delivery driver, customers would ask, what is it? How the bloody hell would I know? I didn't order it. Okay, yeah, so customers asked what he was delivering. He was just a delivery guy. That's a stupid question. So keep them coming, those stupid questions. And we'll probably read some of them during the show. But for now, it's time to move on. And I was saying you should be in Discord. And one of the reasons why is because it's in Discord that we play this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed. Say My Name is back for another week. And so, it's time to share the first clue. Because what is Say My Name? Well, it is a game filled with clues. Each week, I pick something that is related to Sega. This week is a real person. It's a real person. So, if you're wondering if it's a character or a machine, a console or whatever, it's a real person. So I'm going to share four different clues to the identity of this person. You just need to listen carefully and try to guess who it is. If you guess it correctly after the first clue is shared, you get 20 points. After the second clue, you get 15 points. After the third clue, you get 10 points. Sorry. And after the fourth clue, you get 5 points. So 20, 15, 10, 5, obviously. The thing is, you only get one guess per clue. So you need to think carefully and don't waste your clues. Don't waste your guesses, actually. Because, you know, if you waste it, if you get it wrong, you'll need to wait until the next clue is shared, so until you can try again. So let's get on with this and share clue number one, which is... Clue number one is a musician. Is a musician. In order to take part, you need to be in Discord and send me a private message with your guess. Who could this be? Who could this musician be? Think you know who it is? So, well, send me a private message with your guess. Maybe you'll get it. Maybe you'll get 20 points. In the meantime, let's play some music. It's Batman Day! So, let's go to the Gotham City streets. Stage 1 from Batman.
Thank you. Sega.
Rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Marble Zone Sonic guitar cover by Family Jewel 7X. I think it's 7X. 7 times? No, 7X. Makes more sense. Because Family Day, obviously, so Family Jewels. Ha an excuse to play this awesome guitar cover of Marble Zone on the Manic Monday show, frankly. Before that, we had Honey from Fighters Megamix because of Honey Month. Before that, we had Blazing Heart from Dengeki Bunku Fighting Climax because World Heart Day on the 29th. So, Blazing Heart. And the first track was to celebrate Batman Day. Stage 1 Gotham City Streets 1 from Batman. Batman Day! Yeah! Yeah. I'm pretty hype tonight because I've just been recording. I just finished recording the interview for this week's episode of the Sega Lounge. It was really fun to do. And I will also have a very, very exciting announcement in regards to next week's show, next week's episode of the Sega Lounge, at the end of this week's episode of the Sega Lounge. So we have a very, very special guest next week, but you'll have to tune in to the Sega Lounge this Thursday to find out who that guest is. Anyway, that's a different show, so let's get back on the Manic Monday show track. Obviously, we played lots of tracks. I'm sure you guys enjoyed it or enjoyed them, but people are also trying to guess this week's Say My Name answer, and I just did something that I should do every week. I typed in nope and I copied it because it's the word that I'm going to be using throughout the show whenever anyone guesses it incorrectly, which is a lot of lots of times throughout the show. So I usually just type in nope, 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 nope. Now I can just paste it. It's easier. Yes, yes. Anyway, yeah, not many. One person already got it, but yeah, yeah. Jamie says, "I wonder who this week's guest is on the Sega Lounge." I will be talking about that by the end of this show. So not much longer to find out. Jamie says, "Can't you be more original?" Well, I was with Esper K, but she was also a bit original with the way she sent me her guess. So if you're original with your guess, I'll try to be original with my answer. How about that? While you try to think of original ways of sending me your guesses for Say My Name, let's jump straight into this.
Third party tracks of the week.
Hey! Woo! Sorry. So, hey, time for the third party tracks of the week. This week we have two suggestions by two different listeners, and one that I squeezed in because of a particular remix we'll be playing later on during the show. Yes, we'll be playing a remix of a non-Sega track, of a third-party track. Yes, I'll explain why later. But we'll be starting with a suggestion by the Opus Science guy. Opus Science, Steve from the Opus Science, he requested something from Street Fighter. And so, this is a track most people, I think, know and love. And so from Street Fighter 2, the Special Champion Edition, the Street Fighter 2 Dash Special Champion Edition, that's how it's called, this is Guile's Theme.
Thank you. Radio Sega. The Manic Monday Show with Casey. Only on Radio Sega.
This is a great track, track 13 from Jaguar XJ220, as suggested by Lukas. Yay! Slight change of plans, by the way. We were supposed to have the Segathon right after this, but since PT Kickass, who's gonna take part this week, is still not ready because he's not home yet, we're gonna be pushing it to later on during the show, so we'll do other stuff first, like the Manic Jukebox. But that's besides the point right now. So we just played track 13 from Jaguar XJ220. Thank you, Lukas, for your request. And by the way, Lukas sent a very, very heartwarming message to Radio Sega about when he first started listening to the station and how he was received by the station and everything. It's really nice to see how Radio Sega has a positive impact in people's lives. So, obrigado, Lukas. Hope you keep enjoying Radio Sega and our live shows. But before that, we had Stage Run from Ernest Evans, a game on the Mega Drive by Team Wolf. It's part of a trilogy of games. One of them is El Viento, which is, I think, Ernest Evans is the first one, El Viento is the second, and the third one was only released in Japan, and I can't remember the name. I play the track from Ernest Evans because we'll be playing a remix not in the next batch of music, but the other one, and it's a remix of this particular track, Stage 1 from Ernest Evans, the Mega Drive version. Why are we playing it if it's not a Sega track? Well, I'll explain later again. Stay tuned. The first track we played, the first third-party track we played this week, was Guile's theme from Street Fighter 2 Dash Special Champion Edition on the Mega Drive, and it was requested or suggested by Opus Science. Jamie asks, can you suggest more third-party tracks? Obviously. I can't stress this enough, even if you requested or suggested like 10 tracks, if you have 10 more, let me know. Sometimes I'm not gonna play your suggestions, I'm gonna play some of my own. I was gonna play another one of my own this week, but then I thought, nah, let's save it for next week or something. Because no one actually suggested a track from that game yet. I'm like, why? When I think of third-party tracks, or third-party games on Sega consoles, one of the first games that come to mind is that one. And everyone loves that game, so why haven't people suggested tracks from that game? I don't know. Not gonna say which one it is, but yeah. Think and suggest away. RadioSE.ga/third-party, that's it. RadioSE.ga/third-party, suggest away. Send me some tracks, some nice tracks for me to play on the Manic Monday show. That's it for the third party tracks of the week segment this week. However, there's more to the Manic Monday show than this. For example, this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name. Say my name.
Say my name. No, I can't tell you what that one is. Obviously, no. Because I don't want to influence your requests. If you don't suggest it soon, I'm going to play something from it anyway. Yes. Anyway, say my name. Time for clue number two. Only one person got it right so far. So that person got 20 points, which is amazing. For the rest of you, you suck! For the rest of you, when I saw your guesses.
Well, isn't that cute? Monatron!
Indeed. So, clue number two is an audio clip. So, pay close attention, listen carefully. Don't forget this person, the real life person we're talking about, is a musician. That was clue number one. And clue number two is, let's pause this right here. So, for people not listening to the show, it's a bit hard for you guys to guess this week, because the rest of the clues, so clues number 2, 3, and 4, will be audio clues. So, yeah, it's new season, new rules. So, clue number 1 is a musician, clue number 2, that audio clip we just played right there. If you think you know who this person is, this real-life person is, send me a private message at Discord. I'm KC over there, so come and join us, radiose.ga/Discord, and you know, can take part in Say My Name. Anyway, time for something different, entirely different, completely different. It's time for this.
The Manic Jukebox.
It's time for the Manic Jukebox. This week, it's going to be played by Rexy. Rexy is manning the jukebox this week, and she picked tracks numbers 4, 18, and 26. If you go to radiose.ga/manicjukebox at any time during the week, you'll be able to see the 40 tracks you can choose from. This week, she picked 4, 18, and 26. They are all remixes, and she's going to be replacing them with 3 other remixes. So let's take a listen, shall we? We'll start with Sir Nuts and Sonic Cosmotronic.
Radio Sega. To come.
Check this out.
The People's Choice segment. To vote for the three tracks you'd like to hear on the show, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice.
Do it!
This is Jeweled Scepter, an OC remix by Chimpanzilla. Okay. Sonic Rush Adventure OC remix there. This was number 26 on the Manic Jukebox, and it was one of Rex's picks for this week. Before that, we had number 18 in the jukebox, which was the My version of Afterburner, and it's amazing, so good. Yeah, it's good, by the way. It actually deserves something that I haven't played in a long while.
This track contains win.
Actually, all three of these tracks contain win. And the first one was Sonic Cosmotronic, an OC remix of Sonic the Hedgehog, obviously, by Sir Nuts. So thank you, and number four, by the way. So thank you, Rexy, for your picks. She replaced these remixes with three other remixes, by the way. So if you go to radiose.ga/manicjukebox right now, you can see numbers 4, 18, and 26 are now different tracks requested by Rexy. And if you play the Manic Jukebox next week, if you get the chance to play the Manic Jukebox next week, because yes, it can be you next week. It can be you! Sorry. You'll be able to pick from those tracks as well, you know. But please try to pick the ones that are in the jukebox since the beginning, because we still have lots of tracks that are in there for since the first episode, and so try to go for the older ones. But you can still request the most recent ones. Anyway, PT Kickass update, 10 to 15 minutes tops. So that means we have time for another segment and time for some more celebratory music. But before that, it's time to talk about T-Diesel's Day, T-Diesel's event. And since last week, people, especially Trini, really didn't enjoy our Gizoogle segment because of the soundtrack that we didn't use. I think I'm gonna pause this and play something different instead. It's time to Gizoogle something. And T-Diesel is Bat Hustler Day. If US is of the opinion that there be not enough minutes set aside to big up fictionizel vigilantes whose ass dress up as flying creatures up in order to tackle crime, then we smoke with ya, biatch. Fortunately, there is one such date set aside every last mofo year, Bat Hustler Day. The purpose of Bat Hustler Diesel is to big up the anniversary of the character's first ever appearance, which was up in the Detectizel comics number 27 way back up in May 1939. Right back up in your mofo ass. Since them early comic book appearances, Bat Hustler has grown the flip into one of the ghetto's best loved and most recognizable fictionizel characters, and is the focal point of televisual shows, animated cartoons, Weasel game, and Hollywood blockbusters. Do you possess some Batman-related comic books, Weasel game, or DVDs, biatch? Is you the proud as a mofo baller? of a Bat Hustler fancy dress costume that rarely gets used, biatch? Whatever the case, why not find a way to big up Gotham City's top billing detective? Yes. So yeah, that's it. That's everything that we had. So Bat Hustler Day. Not Bat Hustler. Bat Hustler. With an A at the end. Bat Hustler Day. Because today is the day of Bat Hustler. Don't know what I'm saying anymore. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is how you gizoogle Batman Day. Indeed, and so we're back. That was our Gizoogle segment of the week, And with that out of the way, I don't think we have more Bat Hustle tunes to play. We already played two, but we still have more Honey and Heart related tracks. Because as you probably remember, this September is Honey Month. And on the 29th, is it? Yes, it is World Heart Day. So because of that, let's play some more tracks. Pay close attention to the last one, the third track in this patch, because it's that remix of that Ernest Evans track we played during the third party tracks of the week segment. It's a BB Queens track, so that's why it's on Radio Sega, because you know, they did Sega remixes, and this is not entirely Sega, but you know, who cares. Let's start this patch with amazing Honeycomb Highway from Sonic Lost World right here on the Manic Monday Show.
Thank you. Mondays suck. That's why we will build a wall between you and the Monday blues. We know music. We have the best music. And we'll play it for you every week on Radio Sega. It's gonna be huge. The Manic Monday Show. Time to make Mondays great again.
Taking your feet into this night.
Dangerous Heart! Dangerous Heart! Dangerous Heart image from Ernest Evans. See why I played that track? This is why. Because B.B. Queens did a version of it. A remix of it. Dangerous Heart. A remix of track one from Ernest Evans. Or stage one, I think. Before that we had Hal featuring Margarine Luca with Burning Hearts, Burning Angel. This is a track from the Hatsune Miku Get Ready album. Everyone seemed to enjoy it very much on Discord, and with good reason, because it's a really nice track. And the first track was Honeycomb Highway from Sonic Lost World. So obviously we were celebrating with those tracks. We were celebrating Honey Month and World Heart Day, which is happening on the 29th. I'm hoping that each week people actually do celebrate these dates after they listen to the Manic Monday show. Obviously I'm not, but who knows, who knows. Maybe you guys are really looking forward to Ancestor Appreciation Day tomorrow, or Ask a Stupid Question Day on the 28th. Who knows, who knows. Anyway, speaking of asking stupid questions, what a nice segue. It's time to play this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed. It's time for clue number 3 of Say My Name. And in something that never, never happened before, I think. Maybe it hasn't, I can't remember. Only one person, still only one person, has got this one correctly. So there's one person with 20 points and the rest of you guys still nothing. Why? Why? And so I'm happy or sad, I don't know, to say that clue number 3 is again an audio clue. The only one I can remind you of is the first one, because the first one was, is a musician. This is a real life person, don't forget. This person is related to Sega, but it's a real life person and is a musician. So let's go with clue number 5, and maybe this rings any bell, or some bells, I don't know. Let's do this. Oops. Should have paused it instead of, you know, increasing the volume. There you go. Apparently I said clue number 5. It's clue number 3, obviously. But maybe we need clue number 5, because you guys really have no idea who this person is. But this was clue number 3. So if it comes to that, we'll have clue number 5. Clue number 5 will be the name of the person, perhaps. But, you know, this was the clue. So think you know who the person is. Yeah, people are saying, why does this sound so familiar? PTKK says, that moment when you know that song. Yeah, so think, people, think. And if you think you know who this is, send me a message, private message on Discord. Because, you know, it's really starting to annoy me. That you suck. Joking, joking. So, let's move on. It's time for this, finally.
Segathlon.
Indeed! Cue Segathlon music! Oh yeah! So, it's time for the Segathlon, and for this week's Segathlon, don't forget, during the Segathlon, I won't be responding to your guesses, so be patient. After the Segathlon, I'll send you all the nopes I can find, okay? So, keep sending the guesses, but I will only respond to them after the Segathlon. And so it's time for this week's Segathlon, which means I will now finally drag PT Kickass into the Manic Monday Show room, and we'll be talking about stuff and playing games. So let's do this. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's Pity Kick Ass.
Woo!
Because Portugal kicks ass, I think.
Maybe.
Or gets kicked in the ass. One of those. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And so let's... I should have this... Yeah, I forgot to open the Segathon document. Dun, 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 dun. Be right with you. The joys of live radio. There we go. So we have the Segathon episode 4 document opened. And so, PTKKS, are you ready to play the Segathon?
I am ready to fail miserably.
You are ready to fail miserably. Yeah, that usually happens. So, you heard the last few Segathons, but I'm going to be explaining as we go. So we'll be taking part in 5 different events. First one being Sega Question. II1980 said, Casey, can I help him? I don't know if you'll be much help after that. After the way you behaved during the trial, Segathon. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway. So, event number one, second question. You can either choose an easy question or a hard question. If you answer
easy.
It... Okay. So 1 point for a correct answer to an easy question, 2
yes.
points for a hard question. Easy?
Easy.
Easy.
I think it's better that way.
That's a smart move. That's a smart move. So let's go with easy question. The question is, in Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, the racetrack Seasonal Shrines is inspired by which classic Sega franchise?
Shinobi.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
And that is correct! So 1 point! 1 point! Ooh! Let's move swiftly on into event number 2, which is in reverse. Ooh.
Oh.
And so I'm gonna pause the music, the bad music, and I'm gonna play a track in reverse. Ready?
Yes, I think.
Yes. Let's do this. Whoop.
It's
so let me just
Sanctuary Zone.
Okay, let me just explain. If you get the game correctly, you get 1 point.
Ooh.
The track correctly, 1 point. And both, 3 points. So your guess is?
Sky Sanctuary Zone from Sonic 3.
So your guess is Sky Sanctuary Zone from Sonic 3? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Let's see if it's correct. So it is Sky Sanctuary Zone. However... the game is Sonic and Knuckles. So, although it's technically Sonic 3, but not exactly.
Yeah.
So you get 1 point out of this. So close to getting 3 points. Ah, god damn it. Yes. However, it's not that bad. It's really good so far.
Yeah.
So 2 points. 2 points so far. Obviously, our top scorer is Ravsy with 7 points. So let's see if we can top that. So let's move into event number 3. Event number 3 is poetry time. Ha ha ha. It's guess the track from lyrics. So again, if you guess Johnny Duelli, that face, yeah, on Discord. So if you get the game or artists the song is by, you get 1 point. If you get the track correctly, 1 point, both gets you 3 points, okay? Got it?
Yes.
And so,
yep.
Let's see if you know where these lyrics come from. Poetry time. There he is, hip to the script. There he is, suited and booted. There he is, like Fairy's King Kong. So fast it hurts, you'll get a slap. If you take a nap, he'll spin attack. PT Geek-ass, do you know Where did these lyrics come from?
It's a single from Right Said Fred. It's Wonder Man.
So your answer is Right Said Fred with Wonder Man?
No, it's Wonder Man by Right Said Fred.
Yeah, that's what I said in a different way. But yes, okay.
Yes.
And it's correct! So 3 points! Which means 5 points so far, only 2 points. You only need 2 points to, you know, to match Rafsik's score. So can you do it? Can you do it? Let's see.
I don't know.
It's time for game number 4. And at this point, I'm going to ask you who your friend is. The person who's going to help you with password.
It's Jamie.
Jamie, so let's drag Jamie into the chat. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Surprise. Welcome.
Good to be on the show again.
Yes, welcome again to the Manic Monday show. So you guys know how this works by now. So I'm going to send PTK Cass a word. It's a word this week. And he'll have 10 seconds to help you, Jamie. I should have had the 10 second timer ready. Okay, here we go. So you're gonna have 10 seconds, PTK Cass, to help Jamie guess the word, the secret word. So you can say anything you want except for the word itself. You can use whatever sounds, words, expressions, whatever. You just can't say the word itself. Got it?
Yep.
So, yep. In a few seconds, I'm going to send you a word, and the timer will start to count. So let's pause the music. And when I send you the word, I'm going to start the timer. Okay?
Okay.
There we go. The timer starts now.
It's a crocodile from Sonic franchise.
Back to the crocodile.
Well done! And so that means you get another point! Well done! Yay. So 6 points so far! Will he do it? Will PTK Cass do it? We'll see, we'll see. Jamie, thank you so much for coming on the show to help PTK Cass.
See you next Monday.
I'm gonna drag you back to the Chilog. Bye bye! And there he goes, that was Jamie. So, PTK Cass, one final event. 1 point. If you score in this final event, you'll match Rafsik's score. Okay? If you don't, okay. You go away with 6 points, which is not bad at all. So the final event is the sing-along. Mm-hmm. And the track is With Me from Sonic and the Black Knight. So I'm going to play the song. A bit of the song,
yes,
and you'll have to sing when the song stops. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. Do you dare to fight evil's might? I'll be the last one standing in the flash of light. My eyes are filled with curiosity.
Think. That you have power over me.
In this life, there's no room for you and me.
Turn away your face this day with me.
So, this was With Me from Sonic and the Black Knight.
Yes.
And so you said my eyes are filled with curiosity. No. You said you think that you have power over me.
Yes.
And so turn away or face this day with me.
Yes.
Do you think you're right?
I'm sure I'm right.
I'm sure I'm right, he says. Not cocky at all. So that is correct, actually, and you get 7 points out of the possible 10, which means you're tied with Rafsig on this first one, the first edition of the Segathon. So there's going to be, if unless someone else tops your scores in the next 2 weeks, we're going to have to somehow break this tie with a fight to the death or something. So we'll have to see what we'll do in the coming weeks. So PTKKS, well done. Thank you for coming on the Manic Monday show. Thank you for playing the Segathon. You did well.
Thank you.
And we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. I'm going to drag you back to the chill out room. Thank you again. Okay. And I hope you keep enjoying the show. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. So that was PTKKS on the Manic Monday show for you guys with the Segathon. Some people were saying the hints were easy. Some people were saying everything was easy. However, some people already came on the show and didn't find it as easy as they say now. So if you're thinking that it's all so easy and I should have done this harder, please come and play the Segathon next week or so. And we'll see. We'll see if it's that easy. Because people are filled with confidence, but then when they come on the show, it's another story. Anyway, PTKKS scored 7 points out of the possible 10, so if you want to top his score, his and Rafsik's score, you'll need to score at least 8 points in the coming weeks. Otherwise, we'll have to have them fight to the death to find out who wins this first edition of the Segathon. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I personally would enjoy that fight to the death. That being said, it's time to move on.
The Manic Monday Show.
Indeed, right here on Radio Sega. And so, it's time for yet another segment of this show. And that particular segment is the People's Choice. However, I have to see if everything's all right and ready to go. And apparently it is. So I think we don't have any... Any ties? Nope, we don't. So let's close the poll. It's closed now, and so let's play this and move on.
People's choice.
So this week, as I said before, we had 6 tracks that were actually remixes from tracks of old Sega games, classic Sega games, and you know, it's always fun to play tracks from classic games. It's always fun to play remixes that we usually don't play on the Manic Monday show or Radio Sega, for that matter. And so, it's what we're gonna do now, because apart from one, I don't think any of them actually get played that much on Radio Sega. And we're going to start with an Afterburner track. And so the people have spoken, the people have voted, and this is one of the 3 most voted tracks by Roon Bertels featuring Uncle and the Bacon. This is a remix of Afterburner right here on the Manic Monday show. We'll be right back.
Want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.
Listening to the Manic Monday Show with KC.
you look at the time, Outrider Crisis from or by Mitch Murder, which was one of the tracks, actually the most requested track or the most voted track by you guys in the People's Choice poll. We also played Turbo Outro 97 mix by Chris Abbott, and the first track was Afterburner by Rune Bertels featuring Uncle and the Bacon. I love Uncle and the Bacon tracks. I love Bacon. I kind of like my uncles as well, so Uncle and the Bacon is nice, especially Bacon. But yeah, their tracks are amazing. Anyway, Casey confirmed colorblind because of something that happened in private messages with SPK. I have a tendency of being colorblind at some points. Moving on. So yeah, that was the People's Choice segment of the week. But thanks to I'm gonna blame PT Kickass for being late, for the fact that I'm also late now. We still have one more long segment to go through, to get through, and we've got no time. But before we jump straight into the final Say My Name clue, it's time to talk about something else as well. So, as you know, each year Sega Mixer Drive does a special final episode of the season it's the year in review for Wii Mixes. And so Rexy puts together four different polls for you guys to vote for your favorite Wii Mixes. And so here is a brief, you know, I'm just laughing because of of PT Kickass's Johnny Giuelli picks. But as I was saying, it's a brief summary of the remixes that are up for voting in the winter poll of 2016 in review. I also love that one more than the one we have now, but take a listen.
First up for the year, Folklore Guild summoned the Dolphin Choir for the Tides of Time. Kawaii put Sonic Rush on the OC Remix map with a wiki tune that's just darker than black. Random Encounter continued the Echo trend and made a dive deep into Medusa's vents. Psycho Crusher hates the machine level 2, another victim of its growing madness. Micah visited the Rindle Circus tents in Shining Force and saw clowns everywhere. Coming back from Season 3, Skripnik got more nights into OC Remix 3 Dreamcatcher. Matthias Benente and Carbo Hydro and Love Echo 2, to them, he's a defender of the future. Audio Sprite's first effort here placed him on a motorbike and sent him riding into the wind. Brother Strader continued the dolphin love and yearned to live among familiar waves. Cheddar, Chuck Style, Stubbage and Willard got rocked up after facing the squids of Medusa. Mega Driver moved at the speed of sound and followed rainbows in their own city escape. The last echo track in the set came from Even Hackstock, venturing below the deepest blue. From blue waters to green grass, DSC did a guitar run through Sonic 2's Emerald Hill Zone. Odious Bright has pet food and cute toys to sell, his storefront running at your convenience. Toy celebrated Sonic's 25th anniversary a few months early in this remix of Green Hill Zone. Returning from Season 2, DJ Dodi and Ectoshimia went to Mystic Cave and found it spunktastic. Mega Driver came back and reached the other side of the rainbow in a colorful Sonic Boom. Peter Fernandez gathered a few gem buddies and dived into the Red Barrage Aquarium. A string player gave a head on the violin with a moving cover of Sonic 1 Starlight Zone. Audio Sprite is no fighter at all, he's instead looking for a chance to go rockin' with Robotnik. Todd and Jansen M brought Hatsune Miku into the fray with a cover of Endless Possibility. Psycho and Greedy are electric sex toy, the Casino Night Jam just might be the biggest one. Even Hackshock, Jay and Wig and Sixel Sounds have guitars that swift, they might just be Free Fast 5U. New weapon Blobber touched the skies and fought the enemy in their souped-up Rhinox. Rukinetsu wanted to take a break before hunting for sailors again, stopping at the 2 menu. CZ and FIS98 on the Burning Rangers, but maybe Angels with Burning Hearts. Audio Sprite saw another Angel Island Forest Fire and paid witness to a Paradise Inferno. Faz Skate have made the best of the windstorm and sent his guitar skills over to Ice Cap Zone. Banjo Guy Ollie has the wheel in one hand and a banjo in the other, facing a passing breeze. Finally, the consoles move it down with a funky jazz session down at Mushroom Hill Zone.
I think it's been probably the busiest year when it comes to Sega remixes from the community. I think so. It's been increasingly busy with each year, and this one just was crazy. But yeah, radiose.ga/SMD2016winter. Too long. SMD, Sega Mixer Drive, 2016 Winter. I think it's, you know, probably, well, good enough. I don't know. But anyway, so many tracks to choose from. Just go there and vote for your favorites. That being said, time to move on, because it's so late. Why? Pitiki, guess why?
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name, clue number 4 incoming. And some people finally got it correctly. So like 4 people have 10 points. And this clue will definitely help you, I think. Unless you really don't, you really need to brush up on your Sega education. Because if you at least know a little bit about Sega music, you'll know who this musician is by listening to this final clue, this final audio clip we'll be using as clue number 4. Yeah, so, any ideas? Please tell me you know who this is now. Please. Anyway, private message on Discord if you think you know who it is, because yeah, Fudge says, oh man, this makes it too obvious. This is why it's the final clue. So you're now playing for 5 points. If you think you know who it is, send me a private message on Discord and maybe you'll get those elusive 5 points. You know, it could be helpful, who knows. But while you do that, it's time for the final segment of the week.
Chill tracks of the week.
They say it's obvious and then they don't know who it is. Anyway, moving on. Chill tracks of the week. It's piano month. And so these next 3 tracks are either piano solos or have a heavy piano by line here. And the final one is obviously one that I enjoy very much. One of my favorite Sega tracks of all time. It's been played a lot. Words, Casey, words. It's been played a lot, but it's never enough, because I love that. But let's start with Shenfa by Kimi no Yatsuta, part of the Sega Piano Nocturne album.
Thank you.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Manic Monday Show with Casey. Thank you.
lovely is this? Labyrinth Jungle Navigation. This is the super arranged version. It's not only arranged version, it's the super arranged version. It's an actual album of arranged Seventh Dragon tracks. Super arranged version. It's a new superhero. It's every remixer's favorite superhero. It's super arranged! Anyway, and with this track, we close off the Chill Tracks of the Week segment in a brilliant way, because I love this track. Whichever version you like, you want, I will play it gladly, because it's one of my favorite Sega tunes. It's still my ringtone on my phone. Before that, this one, we played Love Passed On, or also known as Succeeded Wish, the piano solo. It's interesting because it's Succeeded Wish in the original version and A Love Passed On in the HD remastered version of Valkyrie Chronicles. So I edited the track and we now have both titles in it. This was the piano solo. And the first track was Shenfa, Song of the Bay, The Purity, The Day, The Embrace of the Flower. This is the original is a Shenmue classic, and this is the piano version by Kiminori Atsuta from the Sega Piano Nocturne album. Anyway, it's late, it's past 10 p.m. I have a pizza waiting for me that I bought before the show started, and so I'm kind of hungry because I haven't eaten in a few hours. But I need to talk to you about something very, very important. Life-changing, even. I need to talk to you about this.
Say my name, say my name. Say my name, say my name.
Well, life-changing might be a bit, bit too much, but it's important. So we had different clues, we had, sound clips this week, we had confusion, we had wrong answers all around. Let's just remind everyone what happened. So this week's answer was, it's a real person, a real life person. The clue number one was, is a musician. And then we had a few clues like this one, which is Tower of the Shadow of Death from Ease the Vanished Omens. Or this, which is Tokyo, The Trials Grow Complex. And by the way, this is a 7th Dragon 3 track. By the way, the track titles were edited recently. So this was previously Ordeal to Crossing or something, but now we have decent translations, and so it's Tokyo, The Trials Grow Complex from 7th Dragon 3, and this one, which was obviously Fighting in the Street, Round 1 from Streets of Fighters. So the answer was, so easy, people, so easy, it was Yuzo Koshiro, Yuzo Koshiro, as spoiled by someone in the Discord room, I believe. Fudge, no worries, but people will probably, see that, and many people. I had Streets of Fighter. Streets of Rage? I said Streets of Fighter? Sorry. I'm confused. I'm looking at two screens at the same time with stuff. It's now called Streets of Fighter, okay? It's now Streets of Fighter, okay? So, if I said that, it's now called, I'm gonna change the name of the game in the Radio Sega playlist. It's gonna be SOF, Streets of Fighter. Okay? I'm so hungry. By the way, this is what happened. Fudge, Mikhail24RD, Veritex, Twini, and PTKKS, oh, and Jamie64326, all scored 5 points. Streets of Fighter, make it happen. Esper K, Sarah Rose 96, and Bridotron, oh, and Rexy also scored 10 points. And Opa Science, aka Lucky Bastard, scored 20 points with that first clue. well done. And so, Streets of Fighter is The next game coming out in both the Streets of Rage and Street Fighter franchises. It's a crossover, don't forget, coming late 2017. Yes. Indeed. So what happens? What happens in the land of Say My Name? This means this is the current state of the leaderboard. With 5 points, we have Fudge. With 10 points, Veritex, J10, and that's it. 15 points. Mika24RD, Music Clues, and Foster Graph. 20 points, I Need Fruit. 30 points, II1980. And Trini. 35 points, let's see. No one. 40 points. Jumping straight into the 40 points mark. PT Kickass. And no one else. With 45 points, we have a few. Opus Science, Jamie64326, and Rafsig. And now, third place with 50 points, Brendotron. Joined second place with 55 points, Sarah Rose96 and Rexy. And top spot, Esper K, 60 points. This is how the leaderboards are after 4 weeks. As I said on Discord, this first season of Say My Name will go until the 31st of October, so 9 weeks, which means there's only 5 more weeks left. Still time to play Say My Name in the coming weeks and, you know, maybe win something. There's a prize, a cash prize at the end of the 9 weeks of this first season, so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Don't forget to come back next week and play again. Anyway, well, it's time to go. It's been fun. We celebrated all kinds of days this week. Next week we'll have more. The final track will be something that's going to happen on Sunday, or it will be related to that. It'll be related to Name Your Cat Day, and also to Happy Cat Month, which is September. Name Your Cat Day is on the 2nd of October, this Sunday, so don't forget to name your cat if you haven't done that already. Two other things I wanted to talk about. RadioSE.ga/shows. Go there to see all our other live shows, the schedule of live shows. Coming up next is tomorrow, Rev6. No, actually, we have RSN Live. Speaking of third party shows, we have RSN Live, dual casting on both Radio Sega and RSN Radio. But speaking of Radio Sega exclusive shows, the next one will be Rev6, the chart topping show, tomorrow at same time as this one, 8 pm Western Europe time. And he'll be playing some interesting tunes, so don't forget to tune in tomorrow. As for the second thing I wanted to talk about, the Sega Lounge this week. This week's guest is Fabian from Game Atelier. As announced last week on the show, we already recorded the interview. I was joined by A Widow Is You, and it's a really interesting interview on Monster Boy and the cursed something. I really need to eat because I can't remember the name of the game. It's Monster Boy though, and the Cursed Kingdom. In the Cursed Kingdom. Ah, yes. Fabian is the studio director of Game Atelier and the person in charge of Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, which is a reimagining of Wonder Boy 3: The Dragon's Trap. So it's a great time to be a Wonder Boy fan, because there are all these games coming out that are, you know, spiritual successors or remakes or reboots or something of Wonder Boy 3. But anyway, don't forget to tune in for that, the Sega Lounge, this Thursday at 8 p.m. Western Europe time. Yes, Fabien Demolnar. Is the correct name, but he's okay with me calling him Fabian, so that's awesome. Anyway, I think it's time for me to go. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's just say a quick goodbye to people. on Discord, like Aspooky, Rexy, Skyblaze, Burak, Bogardo 7, Brutotron, KiveQuest, Cyclone X, Darkwing, Drake, Fancy Tunes, Fettler, Foster Breath, Fudge, Illus, Jared, Jamie 64326, Jinjos, Kari, Kippy, Double O, Great, Like Crat, okay, Lang, Lucas, Mikal24RD, Micah, Myron S, Nexter, Fire One, Nova Wolf, and Open Sign, Special Plushie 64, PTK, Cast, Rob, KTA, Rudy, Tabuti, Sarah Rose 96, Sarah Royale, Shippadani, Shield, Silver Sonic, Sonny, Sonic Speed News, Supersonic, 11231, Tails Channel, The Nick Flair, Trigon 3, and Veritex. PTK Cast says he expected Hotline Bling. Why?
I know when that Hotline Bling.
Yeah. Not gonna happen this week. Anyway, it's been fun. So we have one more track to play for you guys to close the show with. And since this is Happy Cat Month, and on Sunday will be Name Your Cat Day, we're gonna play a track by Dangerous Musashi Cat, which is actually a remix of Rise or Fall from Phantasy Star 2. I've been KC, this has been the Manic Monday Show, episode 4 of this second season of the show. I'll be back next week. Here is Future of Light. Bye bye!
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.